The Double Luck of a Single Bed by Sally. Read by Daisy Diversions. The rating for this work is teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Star Trek, and the relationship is James T. Kirk / Bones. Additional tags for Academy Era: There Was Only One Bed, and Feelings Realization. For Fandom Gift Basket 2025. Author's Notes: For Southern Medicine, thanks to Meadow_Lion for the speedy beta and the title. I got kicked out of my dorm. Leonard didn't look up from his xenobiology notes. What did you do to it? I didn't do anything. Jim wandered in and threw himself onto Leonard's bed. It's being fumigated. Some kind of Tellarite bedbug. I didn't ask. He shuddered performatively. Where are they putting you up? Leonard marked a particularly odd ocular structure to return to later. There was silence. Leonard looked up, right into a pair of pleading eyes. No, he said flatly, and went back to his notes. Bones? No. Bones? No. Leonard could see Jim's hands waving out of the corner of his eyes. They're setting up cots in the gym. Cots. Where are you going to sleep here? The chair? The floor? Leonard waved a hand. He was lucky to have a single to himself this semester, but there was barely room after the chair was crammed in next to the bed. The single bed. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Bones? Jim said again. Come on, there's plenty of room. There's not, Leonard said, but he made the mistake of looking up again. Big mistake. Leonard was so far on the edge of the bed that he'd probably fall off if he breathed wrong. Good night, Jim. Jim, of course, was spread out over the remaining few inches as if they were his due. Sleep tight, Bones. Leonard could and did sleep anywhere, and this wasn't even as uncomfortable as the beds in the Academy Hospital's on-call room. So he dropped off pretty quickly. He woke up again only a few hours later by his internal clock and immediately realized it was because his body had been attacked by an octopus. Jim was wrapped the fuck around him, all their legs tangled together, an arm pulling him close against Jim's chest, their heads both on Leonard's pillow. He could vaguely smell the mint from Jim's breath. And where had he gotten his hands on a toothbrush? He sure as hell hadn't brought his own. Jim, he sighed. Jim just made a muffled half-snort and snuggled closer. Leonard had not been snuggled, for the love of God, in a long fucking time. His ex hadn't been much for physical affection, which had always been a quiet disappointment to him. Jim was more demonstrative than she had ever been. Which, huh. Jim. Jim. Sleeping. Jim muttered. Leonard felt it when Jim pressed a kiss to his shoulder. It was just a slight pressure through his shirt, but unmistakable. Sleep, Bones. Leonard sighed. He'd deal with whatever this was in the morning. He hugged Jim's arms to his chest, moved his bottom leg enough that it would stop going numb, and fell back asleep. Reader's notes. Ah, that was so sweet and soft. I really love the kind of expressiveness and the voice of the characters really coming through, how exasperated Bones is and how wheedling Jim is, you know, the confidence to just kind of be like, yeah, no, this is what I want and this is how I'm going to get it. Yeah, this is so good. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, Sally. And, yeah, if you, and thanks of course for having blanket permission to Podfic. So listeners, if you made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.